Good evening. I'm Miggy Salzo, and I'm here with the smartest guys on the Weird University campus, Shannon O'Shanahan and Gil Manning. And they're going to prove their intelligence by having a debate with me. And the subject is the meaning of life. Okay, well, first of all, guys, I'd like to thank you for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule. Obviously, if you're the smartest guys on campus, you must be pretty busy. So, thank you very much.
Oh, yes, I just completed a 20-page worth of essays. It's quite a lot.
I see.
I've been working on some deep organic chemistry.
Organic chemistry, what? What's that?
No, organic.
Excuse me.
Obviously, we
are a very deep and comprehensive subject.
I see.
Sorry.
So, the meaning of life is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what I think.
Well, I think we can disagree on that.
Sure, that's the meaning of the debate. That's the meaning of the debate.
Yes,
all right.
Would you like to offer a view on that?
Well, I think it's completely out of place here. Obviously, if one can refine one's mind, as one should, you even realize it's such a subject that people spend so much time on, like sex, drug, and rock and roll, have no place at a college campus, a place like that. We just don't have time for these things. There are important things going on all over the world, wouldn't you say?
There's more to the world than simply hedonistic philosophies. There may be a place. There's a place for procreation and sexuality and human experience. But the hedonism that Americans display, particularly American college students and high school kids display, is just out of line with our Western philosophy. It's really incomprehensible to continue on in this way of life. It's obvious we have pornography and many various things which are dragging our society down. And it doesn't, those philosophies, though the philosophy itself is wrong. We believe the acts may be okay, rock and roll may be okay. Sex is acceptable within certain limited bounds, but to simply go out and do everything night after night and to engage in these things is really detrimental to society.
All right. I see your point, but what do you do on, like, Saturday night, you know? What do you do?
Well, if you're intelligent, you should be either studying, hitting the books, reading, or you should be involved in...
Yeah, but you can't study on Saturday night.
It's a socialization. We're not saying people should sit around and read.
I just don't understand.
We believe it's okay, you know, it's all right. If someone wishes to go down to the pub and socialize here at Weird University, it's just when things get out of hand. Last year, I had this incident here on this campus where the individuals were so drunk that they tried to kick my door in, thinking they were interested in getting the guy who happened to live next door to go drinking with them, and they were so drunk that they messed the room up. They mixed the rooms up. They thought that I was him.
Yeah, but it was an honest mistake. I mean,
right, but it wouldn't have occurred if they would have wanted to drunk. I mean, I can understand a couple beers now and then. We can understand, you know, some degree of social drinking and culture. We can understand that. But to the point where the majority of campus is drunk and is wandering around not knowing where they are or what's going on in the world.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with you guys? Come on. I mean, what? What's wrong with sex? What's wrong with drugs? What's wrong with drinking and partying? What are you guys talking about anyway? What's wrong with you? God.
It simply isn't refined. It's not accepted socially. Yeah. It hurts people. Causes people pain.
Our students are simply blasting their ears off.
Yeah, Metallica rules, man. Metallica.
Oh, this is...
It doesn't rule. Government rules.
Metallica.
God rules. The world of ideas rules.
No, Metallica, man. It's the best band.
Well, that's just simple. Young people in America.
His mind has been distorted by these ridiculous ideas of his.
Hey, man, I'm on TV. I get a lot of girls that way, too, right? Right, Mr. Cameraman? Right? Right, really?
Certainly not are the kind of girls that we would presume to be interested in.
So, what kind of girls are you interested in anyway? Nuns? What are you talking about here?
I don't think a relationship with a nun is totally unacceptable. Certainly sexually, perhaps, but in terms of a friend. I'm looking for a friendship, a relationship with an individual. I'm not looking to gratify my own desires that can be satisfied for one night and I wake up the next morning.
Yeah, but you have friends... and then you have girlfriends. It's different.
You make the distinction. You say friends and girlfriends. I don't understand what you say.
You know, the guys, you know, you hang out with and stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're saying just simply friends.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're saying that women or females are for something other than just friends. In other words, you can't be... A girlfriend is simply for sexual purposes.
Well, not that she's ugly, but, you know. Then she could be your friend, maybe. I don't know.
Oh. Well, I want more in life than simply gratification. Maybe you enjoy simply sex. If you go through that kind of life, I guess that you're entitled to that.
I
want a relationship. I want someone who's going to be there my entire life. As a friend and as a co-worker and a supporter. And I want someone that I can't just take from, but give in a relationship.
So,
I'm not selfish.
You're confusing me now. I mean, you guys are so smart. You're just losing me somewhere.
No, I think he really needs to be cultured a little bit in certain things.
What, you mean like Shakespeare or something?
Yeah. Yes.
The Midsummer's Nightmare, what?
What's a dream?
Some
culture, a sense of Western culture, a sense of the world.
Like cowboys?
Ideas.
Like cowboys? Western culture, like cowboys?
Obviously, simply off the top.
May I suggest going to the library and getting some good books?
Well, can you read? Can you read?
Yeah, sure I can read. I read Penthouse Forum all the time.
That is absolutely appalling.
They're true stories. They're true.
Look at the kind of reading material. You're typical of why this nation is falling apart. I mean, look at you. You're a Penthouse Forum. You shouldn't even be looking at such magazines. What about the intellectual material?
What do you want me to read? Computer Age magazine? What? What are you talking about?
Well, there are lots of things. Time, Newsweek. What about
The Atlantic Monthly.
It's boring.
The New Republic.
It's boring. It's like news and stuff.
Right.
You know?
The only thing he can find of interest is in Penthouse Forum.
Hot Rod. That's a cool magazine. So, let's close this debate with something. All right. So, basically, my point is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So, what's your point?
Well, our point, I think, is virtue, happiness, peace, God. The world of ideas and ideals.
That's all sissy stuff. What the hell are you talking about? Sissy, peace, and God, and all this stuff.
What's the use of even going on with this uncultured?
I tell you,
uncultured
right now. Your kind of guy.
This is the kind of scum that has brought our society down.
Mr. Manning, let me tell you something. You have no idea what the hell's going on, okay? That's it. That's the end. Stop it. Stop it right there. Stop it.
I can't go on.
I can't go on.